Hey, and welcome to The Living Stone, a digital ministry from Greystone Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Here's this week's scripture reading and sermon.
Now, after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. That was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
So last week, before the lights went out and the internet went out, I was talking about going home by another way. The wise men saw the star, and they were guided in a different direction. So I thought today I should practice what I preach. Rarely does that happen. So I would do some things in a different way today and see what happens. Sitting back there holding my guitar, getting ready to sing, was scary. My grandkids have never seen that before, so the bigs are here today, and they had a new experience, and the littles will be watching later on from Nashville. Different experiences, sitting in a different place, doing things in a different way, and seeing what God might put before us. I thought I'd sit on this side of the platform today, see all you guys. I even thought about sitting in a beanbag. But I didn't think I could get up from a beanbag. Epiphany is the recognition that the baby Jesus, the birth of Jesus, has stirred things up in a different way. And so we celebrate the birth of the Christ child and his stirring things up, not only then, but also now. The world when Jesus was born was defined by tension and mistrust and violence, even state-sanctioned violence. We understand that. We live in an era similar to that. We live with contentious politics. We live where rulers sow instability to maintain power, where nothing is stable and everyone is vulnerable. We seem to have lost our direction. We need to go home in a different way. And the truth is elusive because now we have thousands of gigabytes flying at us second by second. The truth cannot be discerned in a post on Facebook. The truth cannot be discerned in a 20-second soundbite, nor in an 18-minute sermon. I share with you week after week what I think and what I feel, But you have to dig deeper to find the truth of all of that as it pertains to you. And still, God has put the star for us to see, the star to guide us, the guiding star. Love God, love self, love neighbor as you love yourself. True in Jesus' day, true in our day, but it seems we've lost our direction and we need to go home another way. NPR released a survey this week. 60% of Americans want us to be the moral leader of the world, while only 39% believe that we are. And it seems through NPR and other outlets that we are becoming more and more polarized in our nation, and not the way you think. According to the NPR survey, 1/3 of us are engaged in the world. 1/3 of us ignore or unsure about what's happening in the world, and 1/3 of us disapprove, not breaking down by partisan lines, but by breaking down whether you want to be engaged in the world or not. So if you are engaged, I want to ask you to pay attention to the things that you see around you, the pain and the turmoil. If you are not engaged, if you're unsure, perhaps 15 minutes a week, watch something that gives you an idea of what's happening. And if you disapprove, please do so gently. Please do so appropriately. Sumner, this morning as I was singing, had her fingers in her ears. Not really. Gently, gently. Share with one another. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And if you disapprove, gently share. Jesus, people, we worship God with us, Emmanuel. We feel displaced sometimes. The world has shaken under our feet and we have no stability at all. Sometimes we feel afraid. At 2 o'clock in the morning, I wake up sometimes fearing for the future my grandchildren will live into. And even sometimes I'm unsure. But God knows and God responds because God has been there over and over and over and over and over again. And here we are. Jesus and Joseph and Mary were engaged in their world, and then they were unsure of their world, and then they disapproved of their world, and they were displaced. There was no bat signal in those days, only dreams and stars. And Joseph paid attention. And the angel said, "Move your family to Egypt." "But Lord, I don't want to go back to Egypt. You know what happened the last time." And God said, "You need to go." And so Joseph loaded up Mary and the toddler Jesus on their donkey and off they went. It was only 40 miles from Bethlehem, which is where they'd been staying. Only 40 miles to the border. But Joseph said, you know, we probably need to go a little bit deeper into Egypt. And so they went about 400 miles up into Egypt to escape the murder of the innocents. Because Herod, in his deranged state, decided to kill all the baby boys 2 years of age and younger, because the wise men had told them the king of the Jews had been born. They were afraid. They were unsure. But they were engaged. And today, not much has changed. A friend of mine recently said to me, "Well, I don't know about you, but I'm not in favor of us letting these immigrants who are criminals come into our country." And I said, "Well, how are we supposed to know who are the good ones and the bad ones?" To which she said, "Well, if we have to just arrest all of them, at least we'll be sure." The news you listen to isn't telling you the truth, she said to me. She didn't know I was one of the third that was unsure and unengaged. I said, "Well, okay, let me tell you a true story that I know to be true, and here are the facts of that story." And it ends with a husband and a wife and two children being put in detention. They see each other from 10 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And at 4 o'clock, the jailer comes and the wife goes this way and the children go that way and the husband stays in the cell. And they are not criminals. They are Christians. And if we send them back to their country, the Taliban is waiting to murder them. So you think that's good? Well, if that keeps us safe, I'm okay with that, she said. And then she said these words. "You see things like you see them, and I see things like I see them." I need to go home another way. I need to go home another way. My friend Jack Glasgow this week wrote a wonderful piece on Facebook. And he says, deep down, we know. Deep down, we know. We know right from wrong, deep down. We know helping from hurting, deep down. We know when we are being like Jesus and when we are not, deep down. But we don't dig deep down enough. You see things like you see things, I see things like I see. People, be Jesus. Please. Be Jesus. I know we don't all agree on every issue, and I'm okay with that. That makes us who we are. But be Jesus in the midst of that. We seem to have lost our direction. It's time to go home another way. Epiphany is a celebration for us, but it's also a season of navigation. Mary and Joseph moving around, the wise men moving around. Melissa Spaz, my friend from the Lake Institute, says Epiphany is God asking us to consider what visions and signs are guiding us. What visions and signs, what hopes and dreams guide you? I'm working in a small group right now, and we're talking about goal setting. Something like 85% of the population never sets a goal, never has a dream. We have lost our direction. It's time to go home another way. Poor old Joseph. First, put your pregnant wife on the donkey and go to Bethlehem. You got to be kidding me. Okay, Mary, you ain't going to believe this. You ain't the only one who's had a dream. We got to go to Bethlehem. It's only 90 miles. Nazareth up here. Mary's home was Nazareth up here. They go 90 miles through Jerusalem and then to the outskirts of Jerusalem. There you are in Bethlehem. It's a wonderful place. I loved it. Of all the places I went in the Holy Land, I wanted to sit in Bethlehem. And then 40 miles over to Egypt by donkey across the desert with a toddler and a wife. Lord, have mercy on Joseph. Probably 400 miles they went. Herod was paranoid and deranged and on a murdering spree to save his throne. You know what? If you look into the history of Israel, you will not see the murder of the innocents in their history. Would you want that in your history? Seems revisionist history has a long history. Amen. I thought that was a good line right there. I don't know about you. But in the Bible, in the truth of God's word that we claim to be truth, the story is there of a murderous king and a family that has to flee. What would you have chosen? 90 miles home? We know the way. We've already been that way. 90 miles home with the risk of your baby boy being killed? Or 500 miles through rugged, treacherous terrain to get home by another way? They seemed to have lost their direction. Mary and Joseph were refugees. Some of those immigrants my friend was talking about a minute ago. Mary and Joseph were immigrants. He picked up his carpentry business. He had family in Bethlehem. They helped him get his carpentry business going again. He was doing well. And then the angel of the Lord, here we go again. Off through the desert, up into Egypt. And then the angel says, go home. But don't go back to Bethlehem. Go to Nazareth. Well, they had family and friends there too. And when it was safe, that's where they went. They stayed focused on the star. They stayed focused on the Spirit of God. When we go home by another way, we notice things we hadn't noticed before. When I stand over here, I see some people over here I've never seen before. How y'all doing? Good? This is the church right here. When I come over here, the church is totally different. going home by another way. I tell you what, when I come back here, how y'all doing? Thank you for what you do. It's scary back here, I'm just telling you. Just be Jesus. Just be Jesus. We seem to have lost our direction. I don't think so. When the deacons interviewed me, one of them said, "Well, you can come, but you better not get in our way." Lord of mercy, I'm just trying to catch up. Some of you have asked me lately, "Well, what's Keith and that pastor search committee doing?" I said, "I don't know." I said, "How much longer?" "I don't know. But I'm praying for you." Are you? I hope you are. But I know this. We probably all need to go home another way. And God is guiding. Pray together. For the star, I give you thanks. For those who pay attention to their hopes and their dreams and their goals, I give you thanks. For those who have checked out, God, help them check back in. For those of us who are angry, help us to be gentle in our anger. For those of us who are pleased and feel like everything is going well, help us to be aware that not everyone thinks like me. God, it's scary to go home another way, but you have shown us that it is right, best, and safe. And so we pray hopeful in Jesus' name. Amen.